Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Harris, H-A-R-R-O-S. Date of birth is 7/2/77. Today is 4/23/25. This is a 47-year-old woman comes in today with history of hypertension, depression, anxiety, tinnitus. Patient has been on a history of low B12, status post-weight surgery some time ago with no B12 supplementation, period. New paragraph, medical problems reviewed from 3/19/25, surgical problem reviewed from 3/19/25, medication. She's currently on vitamin B12, 1,000 mcg, 1 cc every 2 to 3 weeks. She also takes hydrochlorothiazide, irbesartan, 150, 12.5 once a day, period. New paragraph, she was also taking, oh no, new paragraph, she was also taking Lexapro, which did not work for her and stopped taking it because it was making her anxious, period. New paragraph, she continues to have symptoms of tinnitus. We had a long discussion regarding the tinnitus causing her anxiety, her depression, her increased weight and other medical issues because it's very difficult to live with that on a regular basis. Allergen and drug allergy maintenance, see notes on 3/19/2025, social, has three children, drinks very little, she's married, she doesn't drink, she doesn't smoke, family history of hypertension, colon cancer in her father, colonoscopy still needed, she hasn't done that yet. Patient's vitals, 123 over 60, pulses 82, respiration is 18, heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next surgery, these controls no rash. Number one, hypertension controlled, continue with the irbesartan hydrochlorothiazide. Number two, needs colonoscopy. Number three, needs blood work, that was done recently. She has not provided the blood work to me yet, but she will get that. Next, numbers, continue with B12 supplementation related to her weight surgery and low B12 in the past. Next number, depression. Patients will be switched from Lexapro to Wellbutrin, 150 CSR one today. Next number. Family history of colon cancer. Next number, patient is off the Lexapro. Next number is the opinion of this examiner that patient's tinnitus is very much either causing directly or contributing greatly to her depression and her anxiety symptoms, especially since she has to live with that on a regular basis. Patient has been on numerous medications to control her symptoms, but has not been effective, period. Any paragraph, I felt like the controlling her blood pressure may help her tinnitus, but her blood pressure is not perfect and continues to have symptoms of tinnitus. So this is not related to her blood pressure, period, in the paragraph, but it is definitely causing her symptoms of anxiety and depression, difficulty sleeping, and insomnia, period, along with decreased concentration, gaining weight, and lack of interest in sex, period. In the paragraph, she will be evaluated again in the next 3 months. Next number, I would communicate my findings and my opinion regarding the depression, the relationship between tinnitus and depression with the patient and with the VA hospital via a copy of my notes today. Thank you.